Title: Illinois Proposes Heightened Oversight for Healthcare Transactions. Content: Starting January 1, 2024, healthcare facilities and provider organizations engaging in certain transactions in Illinois, such as mergers and acquisitions, will have new reporting requirements. Illinois recently joined a growing number of states, including California and New York, in requiring expanded oversight and transparency of transactions involving healthcare facilities and provider organizations. Illinois Public Act 103-0526, the Act, enacted in August 2023, amends the Illinois Antitrust Act, the State Finance Act, and the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Act to increase oversight by the Illinois Attorney General S., the ILAG, of certain covered transactions for healthcare facilities and provider organizations. Overview and noteworthy takeaways: the Act provides additional reporting and review requirements for healthcare facilities and provider organizations in connection with certain transactions, requiring them to provide 30 days prior notice to the ILAG of any merger, acquisition, or contracting affiliation for any entity not previously under common ownership or contracting affiliation, each a covered transaction, including covered transactions with any out-of-state entity generating $10 million-plus in annual revenue from Illinois residents, provide the ILAG with a copy of any pre-merger notification submitted to the federal government in connection with the requirements under the HSR Act, provide simultaneous notice to the ILAG in connection with the completed change of ownership application submitted to the Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board, the IL Review Board, or notify the ILAG of any covered transaction not captured at items 2 and 3 above, and include details in such notice as described in the Act. Failure to meet the notice requirements of the Act may result in daily fines of $500 to healthcare facilities and provider organizations for violations of the reporting requirements, as detailed below. Amendments to the Illinois Antitrust Act. By way of background, the Illinois Antitrust Act, enacted in 1965, supplements the federal antitrust laws in securing the benefit of free and open competition to Illinois businesses and consumers. Under Illinois law, a private lawsuit may be filed against a party for an alleged antitrust violation at the same time a federal action is pending. In its current form, the Illinois Antitrust Act provides the ILAG with the authority to bring action on behalf of a private party as a result of certain mergers and acquisitions that provide grossly unfair advantages to large business entities to the detriment of consumers. The Act includes additional reporting requirements under the Illinois Antitrust Act, requiring entities to provide 30 days prior notice to the ILAG in connection with any covered transactions. The added notice requirement would include any Illinois healthcare facility or provider organization seeking to contract with an out-of-state entity generating at least $10 million or more in revenue from Illinois residents. The Act's definition of healthcare facilities includes ambulatory surgical treatment centers, hospitals, and other facilities licensed under the Hospital Licensing Act, kidney disease treatment centers, and outpatient surgical centers. The Act defines a provider organization as any corporation, partnership, business trust, association, or organized group of persons, whether incorporated or not, in the business of healthcare delivery or management, that represents 20 or more healthcare providers in contracting with health carriers or third-party administrators for the payment of healthcare services. The definition includes physician organizations, physician hospital organizations, independent practice associations, provider networks, and accountable care organizations. Further, under the Act, a contracting affiliation would include the formation of a relationship between two or more entities that permits the entities to negotiate jointly with health carriers or other third-party administrators over rates for professional medical services, or that permits an entity to negotiate on behalf of the other entity with health carriers or third-party administrators over rates for professional medical services. Contracting affiliations do not include arrangements among entities under common ownership. The Act requires any